tips are working again. Hello, and welcome to Movie Phone. If you'd like to know the times for Dunkirk in 70mm IMAX, please press 1 now.
Is Movie Phone still a thing?
I don't know. I hope it is.
Me too. I'm going
to
look it up.
I want it to be a thing. You look it up. Hey, everyone. Welcome to the Kind of Funny Morning Show. My name is Nick Scarpino. It is August 1st. Holy shit. Mm-hmm. It's already August. This is Tim Gaddis, of course, back from Bachelor Party Land. You had a Bachelor Party that was rivaled all Bachelor Parties.
That is one way to put it, but let's get it out of the way.
You are crispy, my friend.
I am a crispy little lobster.
Can people
lobster.
See it? Yeah, you can. That's going to turn into
can
a nice
give me
summer.
My one? My face hurts.
Yeah, you got to. It looks like it's turning into a tan here, but in reality, it's bright red.
It's bright red and just
it's flaky. It's starting to flake off. Yeah,
it's
the cameras.
Disgusting.
The cameras are painting him in a nicer picture than I think his skin deserves right now. Because right now, to me, it looks like you might be dying. You might want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, no, I mean it blistered. It was bad.
It amazes me because you've been out to the sun before. Every time you go out to the sun for longer
you've
than
been on the sun before.
An hour, you get like this.
I mean, it sucks, man. Like, there's like really nothing I can do.
If you go to kindoffunny.com/store, we sell
I can buy a
black
dope-ass hat. Yeah, that's true.
Cool. You could look like you could either get a dope hip hop hat or a hat that looks like that seen in Winter Soldier. No, Civil War. With all the hat, where they're all
like the baseball hat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can do the baseball hat too.
That's true. So here's the thing: a lot of people in the chat saying, "Tim, why are you against sun lotion? Do you want cancer? Like sunscreen, Tim, sunscreen. I applied sunscreen.
He does.
I reapplied
very
sunscreen.
Fair skin.
I lather myself up in sunscreen, head to toe.
He does.
Head to toe.
He does. He bathes in it before he goes out. Just make sure he works it into the soft.
Man, no, it's just bad. It's just real bad. This is sunscreen, and this still happened. And then it blistered, and that's the big problem.
Yeah. Like, it's not as bad as it was when we went to RTX, though.
It was.
Was it?
It was.
No, for RTX, it was like 2 days of just blistering.
Yeah, it was.
Busting.
Saturday and Sunday.
Oof, that's
Yeah, it was
bad.
Horrible, dude.
You gotta wear a hat.
But anyway, we're here. So yeah, the Bachelor Party.
Yeah.
I haven't really told you the whole thing.
You have
maybe
not.
Bits and pieces. But yeah, so my friends went to Vegas for a couple days. Mm-hmm. I met them after that because I was like, we're going to Vegas for Kevin's Bachelor Party. We're about to fuck shit up. I'm like, I can't be doing Vegas too much, right?
Can't go hard. Can't go that hard.
So I get there on Saturday, we went to a Giants and Dodgers game. Mm-hmm. Dodger Stadium sucks. Mm-hmm. It is the worst. It is hell. It's actually
it's
hell. Yeah. I didn't realize.
I remember, I grew up
so biased because, or blessed, whatever it is, that AT&T Park is so great.
I used to live down in Orange County. I lived in Anaheim, and I lived right by Anaheim, the Angel Stadium, and it's beautiful. And then you come up here, and Giant Stadium is gorgeous. Yeah. AT&T Park is gorgeous.
And even Petco Park, the San Diego one.
It's nice.
It's right next to Comic-Con.
Dodger Stadium is, to me, every time I go there, the memory I have is the only thing I can compare it to is that scene in Escape from New York where they make him shoot basketball or they're going to fucking put a ball in his head.
Yeah.
And it's just trash everywhere and people are yelling and screaming.
Dude.
That to me is Dodger Stadium.
Yeah, man. It really is. It really is. It was ridiculous. But then that's where I got the sunburn.
Yeah.
After baseball, we went to the UFC fight.
Right.
We did a whole GOG topic on that.
That's fascinating. Check out.
The one thing I forgot to mention in the GOG topic, mm-hmm. at the very end, my favorite part of the whole show was when motherfucker wins. What's his name? Jim Jones?
John Jones.
Big Bones Jones.
John Bones Jones.
He wins, and he's like, you know, being all nice and like shouting out the loser and doing all that. It was great. And then he was just like, Brock Lesnar, where are you at? And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now?
Oh,
he's straight up.
And we, Cool Greg and I were talking about this with the chat yesterday when we did GOG, because we had about, I think we had 300 people watching yesterday at one point. But yeah, he was like, is that a real thing? Can he really fight Brock Lesnar? And I was like, well, yes, but Brock Lesnar outweighs him by about 40 pounds. So, at fighting weight. Brock Lesnar probably walks around at like 260, 270, but he probably cuts like 245. But yeah, he dropped the mic.
He literally said it.
Hey, Brock Lesnar, if you want to know what it's like to get your ass kicked by someone 40 pounds lighter than you, I'm right here. I'll be right here.
And here comes the pain.
Drop the fucking mic.
Yeah.
That was amazing. I love John Jones.
Like, can you imagine? That'd be fucking awesome.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, the thing about John Jones is, like, he is a phenomenal fighter, but he's really good at promoting these fights, and he's also really good at, like, people just want to see what's going to happen. And so it's not beyond the realm of possibility that he could fight Brock Lesnar. I think Brock would have to come down and wait a little bit, but we'll see.
How long is in between each of these UFC pay-per-views?
There's UFC pay-per-views, like, every month.
Okay.
But John Jones won't fight, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they do. They do. They'll usually do one every month now. And then there's also Fox Sports Fight Nights that happen every month as well. So those are free if you have Fox F1, I think, or FX1 or whatever it is.
But then is there like, so in wrestling, there's a pay-per-view every month.
Yeah.
But then there's only four pay-per-views a year where everyone's involved and it actually matters. There's WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and Royal Rumble. Mm-hmm. Like those are the big ones.
Right.
So they're quarterly.
This is, no, if it's a numbered UFC event, it's a big deal.
And so every month it's a big deal?
Usually it's a pretty big deal. It's depending on the card. It depends on who's fighting. But they have enough superstars now. But like the last big one that I can really think of was Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz 2. There will be a Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz 3 because now they're 1-for-1. They each won one.
Ooh,
so
I like
that'll
that.
Be big. And if you think that Jon Jones, Daniel Cormier hype was real, wait until you see Nate Diaz and Conor McGregor start fucking with each other again.
Yeah.
They are both the masters of hype and like and just fucking building that like they the hate tension. Each other, that tension so badly because I really think they don't like each other at all.
Interesting.
But the next big fight is the Conor McGregor Mayweather fight,
one, yeah.
Which I think we are in Vegas for.
We are we'll in
be,
Vegas. Is,
yeah.
For.
So
that's going to be horrible.
It's going to be ridiculous. Yeah. The energy will be awesome. I think we're staying at the Venetian though, so I don't think it's.
Oh, okay,
I think
cool.
It's at the
we'll
MGM.
Be away from it.
But we'll be away from it. But yeah, but I mean, we should try to figure out that night where we can go to if we can go to a bar or rent it or whatever because it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So the fight was cool.
Yeah.
And then after that, we went back to the hotel and we were trying to decide what we were going to do. And we're like, all right, we can go to the Tiki Room, which is the bar outside of Disneyland that is legit.
Right.
Or we can go to a strip club in Anaheim, and we're like, let's do that. So we decided to get in the cars and head on over.
Yeah, yeah, you got to do that. Sometimes.
We had a couple designated drivers that don't drink, so it was kind of everything worked out. My face is peeling off me.
It's fine.
Then we start driving, and as we're driving, we're like yelping, trying to find a good strip club, which is just like such an oxymoron.
Yeah,
of a good strip club in Anaheim. Terrible. Like, are we fucking kidding me? And we just keep driving and driving and driving. We ended up looking. I'm like, we're in Riverside.
You guys drove all the way to Riverside
we're
for a strip club?
Fucking Riverside. I'm like, this is where Nick's from. I'm like, great, we're going to a strip club. Where Nick's from?
This you probably saw people strip that I went to high school with.
Probably. And oh my god, we get into this place and it was just.
Which do you remember what it was called?
The Venetian.
It was called the Venetian. I never heard of that before.
Yeah, and it was man.
The
it was
most
one of those things. It was like down this weird alley, and immediately I'm like, why are we doing this? Why the fuck are we doing this?
I've only been to one strip club in Riverside proper. I think it's still Riverside County. It's called Club 215, and it's like an elevated system of bungalows that just right up that looks over the 215 freeway.
Yeah,
and it's not a fun place.
Yeah,
it's fine. I mean, it's a strip club. It's fine as far as strip clubs go, but it's very much like. They're not really doing too much to make it glamorous.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
Strip clubs are an interesting thing, man. Like in concept, I am all about them. In execution, I am just uncomfortable and I just don't really enjoy it. There's so much pressure.
Yeah, that's too much. You're constantly being sold on something. You know you're gonna spend a lot of money. There's no real like most strip clubs, there's no real like threat of anything real happening, you know what I mean? Like it's all made up.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you're really gonna get to have sex with a stripper. I know there's always everyone's got a friend. Oh, my friend fucks strippers all the time. Yeah, great. That's not me. I'm not the guy that's going home with the stripper at the end of the night. It's not happening unless I have to pay for it. In which case, I'm not willing to do that. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, see, I don't know if what you're saying is right. Like strippers can get real nasty, like real, real, real nasty. And it's like I just stay out of that because like that's not my thing at all. Mm. Not to, you know, marshmallow, if that's
they
your
get,
chick, go
they
for
get,
it.
They get nasty, but what I'm saying is, as a general rule, oh, they'll get nasty, but it's going to cost you.
Oh.
That's just the way it's going to go.
Yeah, I don't know. But
and I don't vibe with that. But I think the best times I've had at strip clubs have been the times where it's me and a group of people who are guys, girls,
like-minded,
we're all going to party, and then it's just a matter of, yeah, we're partying in a bar, and there just happens to be some nudity all around you,
yeah,
which is fantastic.
Shout out to nudity, man.
I love it.
It's fantastic. And then, so then after the strip club,
right?
We then went to sleep and woke up very, very, very early. So keep in mind, strip club ended at I think 3. Like it was up a little later. We get out at 3. We were at Disneyland at opening at 8 a.m.
Jesus Christ!
So we didn't wake up at 8 a.m. We were at Disneyland at 8 a.m. Did not leave Disneyland until 1 a.m. It closed at midnight, but we did the thing where we got in line for Indiana Jones right at midnight. So we still had to do that 30-minute wait, then do the ride, then leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's 16 hours.
That's a lot of time.
Of Disneyland.
That's a lot of
Which,
Disneyland.
Even for me,
That's a lot.
I was like, holy shit.
And now I saw you tweeting about the Guardians of the Galaxy ride.
So that is why I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
Man, what an awesome ride. Yeah. R.I.P. Tower of Terror.
I never went on Tower of Terror. I never actually tried that.
Really?
Yeah, I never tried it.
Oh,
it's one of the few rides at Disneyland that I just... What had happened was, here's my Tower of Terror story. I was in Japan. Tokyo Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
With one Craig Barrett on and one Brennan Ayoub.
Mm-hmm.
This is back in the day. I think Charlie Agnette was with us as well. We had a small wrecking crew of people because we were staying in Makuhari, but we could jump on the train and like five train stops like down the road was Tokyo Disneyland. We had a free night. We're like, fuck yeah, let's go to Tokyo Disneyland, which is amazing because it's Disneyland, but everything's in Japanese.
Yeah,
it's fucking awesome. And we go to their version of the Tower of Terror and we're waiting in line. And as we get up to the part where the line starts, this girl is like, I'm sorry, the line's closed, and took the rope and just put it in front of us, and she was like, sorry, and we were like, fuck.
Damn it.
Which was fine with Brennan, because he was like totally not wanting to go on it anyway. We were totally making him, but
yeah,
it worked
that
out.
That always happens. Now, Tower of Terror was such a great ride because, I mean, Disneyland, this is true for so many of the rides, but it's just so immersive and they commit to the character so much. So, like, all of the attendants were like the bellhops at the hotel.
Love it.
And we're like so in character and so like stoic and didn't give a fuck about you. And the ride was really, Twilight Zone.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. But this, man, I've been on it a million times, so it's like Guardians is such a breath of fresh air. And man, it is modern too. Like it's the newest thing that they have. So like everything is state of the art. There's like hologram stuff and it's the collector's lab.
Oh, cool.
From Guardians of the Galaxy. And so they have this whole custom thing from Benicio del Toro where he's like talking to you while you're in line. He's explaining all the different artifacts, and it's just like there's like Thor's hammer, and like it's like a museum as you're walking through the line. So it's pretty cool. And then when you get into it, there's this animatronic rocket, and he like guides you through. He's like, so here's the deal: the Guardians are captured by the Collector. They're the new hot ticket item in the museum. We got to break them out. And he takes the Walkman from, Star-Lord.
Yeah.
And he takes it, and then when you get in the elevator, it like pulls back and you see the shadow of Rocket pull up, and then he grabs the power cord and plugs it in the Walkman. And Guardians, the ride, there's six different songs that will play, so there's variations, so it keeps you coming back. And it just plays random Guardian songs.
That's awesome.
And it's fucking awesome. And you go up and just does the whole thing, and then yeah, it just does the drop. And it was such a fun ride. Like,
that's awesome.
It had the music, all the, like, there's videos of all the Guardians doing stuff just for the ride and stuff. It was great.
That's cool.
So much fun.
Very
highly
cool.
Recommend it. So damn good.
Well, if you didn't know, folks, the Kinda Funny Morning Show brings you, whatever the fuck we want to talk about. Usually some nerdy news every day at 11 a.m. Pacific time here at twitch.tv/kindafunnygames. If you're watching live, you can be a subscriber with your hard-earned money. Or if you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime subscription. We'd like that to go to us, but if not, make sure you send it to someone. What do you get for being a subscriber? Well, you get to be in the chat with us, private chat time. You get cool emotes. You get entered into the giveaway that we give away games every day, like we will today. And we also play games with you occasionally, so you get to play those with us. Of course, if you're not watching here at twitch.tv/kindafunnygames, you're like, fuck, I can't watch in my time zone. I'm asleep by then. Of course, we put this on YouTube. We also put it on podcast services everywhere, iTunes, SoundCloud, yada, yada, yada. Please go subscribe over there, rate us, give us a high rating if you like podcasts. If not, just do it anyway because we need it. Thanks so much. A couple housekeeping things before we get into any sort of news stories. Tim, Kinda Funny Live 3 is live for everyone. It went live yesterday, and it's doing very well. People are seeming to enjoy it. Don't be late to this party. Let me tell you, sir, it's a fun party. You don't want it spoiled for you.
Well said.
There you go. Go over to kindafunny.com. I'm sorry, excuse me, youtube.com/kindafunny, and check that out. If you haven't already, you're probably watching this on YouTube, and you're like, fuck, I'll just do it right now. Look, it's probably like, just right there. Just go over. Just click on the little thing and just go back over there. We will also be doing an Attack on Titan stream. We'll be finishing up season 2 today. I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, final 3 episodes.
Started a little slow for me to get back in, because I didn't remember who all these people are. Really, Ymir, all
these
people.
They had a whole bunch of new
characters. Who the fuck are you people? I don't care. The last time we watched the last 3 episodes, holy shit, some shit went down.
6 through 9 were
some
really damn good.
Some shit went down, right? And then the last episode last episode we watched was all inner monologue, and I was like, this is not what I'm wanting right now. So we know
we're about to bring the heat for
this shit's about
to
happen. So if you guys want to join us for that, we'll be doing that right after Kinda Funny Games Daily. You can sign up for a free trial on Verve. Tim will go through that with you when we start.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't watched the last 3 episodes, please watch with us. It's going to be super fun.
It is going to be super fun.
And final housekeeping thing for today, Tim,
mm-hmm.
it's one of our teammates' birthdays today. Happy birthday, Andrea Renee.
Hey!
Everybody send some sweet, nasty love to Andrea Renee. Wish her a happy birthday. She'll, of course...
Andrea Renee on Twitter.
There you go. She'll, of course, be on Kinda Funny Games Daily later today with Greg. And she's here right now. I hear her floating around. So as a surprise, please wish her a happy birthday.
Yes.
Right
now. It'd be very nice.
This, it's fun for me when I look at the news stories that I didn't put on here, and the first, the top story is James Bond.
Yeah?
And I respect that.
You want to just hop right
in?
Yeah,
let's go to some news. Why not? Why not? First news story comes from mirror.co.uk, a site I've never heard of before, but I believe is totally a real site. From Croatia with love, next Bond location revealed as 007 takes on a blind supervillain. James Bond will travel to Croatia in the 25th installment of 007 franchise. The film has the working title Shatterhand.
Which sounds baller.
It's baller. They're not going to keep that title. There's no way.
You don't think?
I don't think so, no. It's a little too, I don't know, we'll
see. Quantum of Solace was fine.
That was not a great title either. Although based on a short story, so at least that was a little bit canon.
Well, I think this is too.
And the plot sees Daniel Craig's spy battle a blind supervillain. Screenwriters are believed to be basing parts of the plot on the 1999 thriller Never Dream of Dying by U.S. author Raymond Benson, who also wrote Bond books Tomorrow Never Dies, Die Another Day, and The World Is Not Enough. Interesting. The novel opens with a police raid on a French movie studio that goes badly wrong, while an actress with a sordid past leads Bond to his final target. A source said Bond screenwriters feel it can be the perfect follow-up to Spectre. They are hoping to film in Croatia next year. The insider said producers had been furious when a local mayor revealed they had been scouting for locations in Croatia's tourist hotspot of Dubrovnik. That's a word I don't say that often. The film was hotly anticipated after Craig's unconfirmed U-turn on quitting as 007. The 49-year-old star is set to return for his fifth stint, despite declaring he would rather slash his wrists than play the secret agent again. Christoph Waltz and David Bautista will be reprising their roles as Spectre villains after provisionally agreeing to do the next blockbuster. The film is scheduled to hit cinemas in November 2019, with the script taking inspiration from the 1960s 007 outings You Only Live Twice and On Her Majesty's Secret Service. Other expected locations include South of France and Japan. Skyfall is Daniel Craig's third... I won't go on that.
There's one thing that I don't think that I mentioned in it. Go up a bit. Mm-hmm. Where's one of the pictures? Hold on, stop. Actually, don't forget it. I messed up. Don't worry about it.
One of these days, my wife and I always like to travel, obviously. We're going to Copenhagen for our anniversary this year. We're going to spend some time in Europe. One of the things I've always wanted to do in life, if I had like unlimited funds,
yeah,
and I could just take like 6 months, or just do it over the span of 6 years, rather, is do the Bond tour. Just go to every city a Bond film was filmed in.
That would be crazy.
How fun would
There's
that be?
There's so many Bond movies.
I mean, they've filmed everywhere at this point, but yeah. You're talking everywhere.
You just giving up your life to be a world traveler.
Basically, that's what you'd have to do. I forget the name for the club, but there's a club where if you've been to every continent, I think it's either every continent or over 50 different cities or something like that, you can be a member of this cool club. And I was like, that sounds fucking rad.
That's awesome.
I could be getting all that wrong.
Barry Bumfroid in the chat says, Dubrovnik is where they film most of Daenerys' storyline in Game of Thrones seasons 1-6.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
Sick.
The Game of Thrones real life locations are so gorgeous.
They're fucking rad.
Like, I saw it, it must have been a BuzzFeed list where it's Game of Thrones in real life. And I'm just looking at it, I'm like, wow.
Well, what's wild is, when you start to think of all the scenes everyone's been in, and that Jon Snow has probably never shot with Emilia Clarke before.
I know. It's crazy.
Like, think about that, right?
Yeah.
Like, Sansa and Emilia Clarke probably have never shot together. They've never been on the same set together. And in fact, they've probably never even been... I mean, I'm sure they've met each other on press lines
and parties and shit.
And parties and all, and the readings and all that stuff. But, like, she films most of her stuff probably in a whole other country. Because they film, like, all the green stuff, like the North stuff, like... In Iceland, and not Iceland.
I have no idea.
But. Fuck, I forget. But anyway, it's wild. It's weird. I heard a great podcast a long time ago with the showrunners, and they were talking about how they have to do that and how they have... I think it was with one of the DPs, and he was talking about how he's prepping episodes, like random episodes here because they have to be shot here, but they're also working with a whole other team that's shooting over there. So it's like directors overlapping and DPs overlapping and just different teams working on the show. But it all has to look and feel the same.
The same, that's the challenge,
man. And it has to be shot the same, and they have to like, it's so fucking cool.
And I feel like they do a great job with it. What's so interesting too is the-
Northern Ireland says is for the North, is what Steve 9X says.
I want to say like 2 years ago when Boardwalk Empire, is that the name of the song, the show?
Boardwalk Empire.
I saw some video on Vimeo that was like the behind the scenes VFX of like, do you remember what I'm talking about? Where it's like they would take the locations and what they shot, and then they would show layer by layer of the CG and the backgrounds and what's it called? Matte painting?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Where you take a location and then add to it to make it look different?
Yeah.
And with Game of Thrones, it's a similar thing where it's like crazy to see these locations and be like, oh shit, that looks like Winterfell. But then it's they add all this other shit.
Even them showing like,
get rid of things.
Like you look at every time they go to one of the like the historic, like Casterly Rock, mm-hmm. that location, and they just fucking build this gigantic town on top of this hill. None of that's, I mean, it's obviously not real, but yeah. like, how much of it's not real? Is the hill even there? Like, it's just cool to see them take those real life locations.
Crazy.
And I think it was, I forget which one it was that blew me away, but yeah, it's very cool. It's a very well done show, for sure. Mm-hmm. Like, they never really break with that reality, except for occasionally with the dragons, but whatever. We know dragons aren't real, so it's not a big deal. Next news story. This comes from comingsoon.net. It says, Hasbro teams with Netflix for Stretch Armstrong animated series. Hasbro teams... I'm getting served an ad. Didn't know that was coming. Following the years of the property stuck in development hell as feature film, Hasbro has announced a partnership with Netflix to bring the classic story Stretch Armstrong to life. The new animated series Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters follows high school student Jake Armstrong and his two best friends, Nathan Park and Ricardo Perez, who are accidentally exposed to an experimental chemical that forever changes their seemingly normal lives, transforming them into unlikely heroes who embark on a series of adventures. Quote, Stretch Armstrong and Flex and the Flex Fighters is the first Hasbro brand to receive a Netflix original series order. We have been waiting for just the right moment to reimagine Stretch for a new audience, and our friends at Netflix got it right away.
All
right,
so let's break this down for a second. Stretch motherfucking Armstrong.
Yeah.
All right. Why?
Why not?
I think is the better question.
Here's the deal. You know that in the anthology of like the pantheon of excellent mm-hmm. animated shows, right? Mm-hmm. We've got things like Batman the Animated Series.
Okay.
We've got Justice League.
Yeah.
We've got Ultimate Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Right, coming in kind of hot at number three, right?
Coming in at a hot three.
Somewhere around 10, 15, we got Spectacular Spider-Man.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. The thing is this, I'm stoked about this because I love animated cartoons. And I would go deep into Stretch Armstrong. Why not?
I don't know. I remember in the 90s, Stretch Armstrong was popping the fuck off.
He had a moment.
Because I think, you guys were, ironically.
Like, yeah, yeah.
I don't know why, but you guys were talking about Stretch Armstrong this morning.
We were talking about Plastic Man this morning.
And Stretch Armstrong.
No, but here's what happened. I walked in and Greg's like, hey, what do you think about Plastic Man? And I said, Plastic Man's okay, but he's just a poor man's Stretch, poor man's Stretch Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got into a debate as to who came first, and Plastic Man came way first. Like, it was like 1941 or something like that. That's all. That's just, I don't know why. I still don't know why to this day Greg brought up Plastic Man in any way, shape, or form.
Greg Miller. But what's interesting about that is you guys were talking about Stretch Armstrong, right. And then I go to look at the news, and here they are. Stretch Armstrong TV show. So that's weird. But Stretch, Kevin fact-checked it. It came out in what, 1969 or something
60,
like that? 72, somewhere around there.
It's 60s.
And but I remember he had a resurgence in the 90s because growing up, like he was so, it was that extreme 90s, Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, Stretch Armstrong.
And Kevin had a whole bunch of them.
Did he?
Yeah. And I remember because then you'd fucking stretch his arms and eventually they'd fucking pop and there'd be that disgusting Play-Doh sand.
Right.
That was just like, man, this is
really
probably
going to
give everyone cancer.
So here's the deal. We were talking, and I was like, oh, Plastic Man's a poor man's Stretch Armstrong, right?
Yeah.
I was like, he's just a knockoff of it. What I didn't realize was the image I have in my brain is Plastic Man, not Stretch Armstrong.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even really know who Stretch Armstrong is, to be perfectly honest. Plastic Man is who I think of. Plastic Man is like, he wears like the weird Robin... like mm-hmm. outfit that's like little tied here with his open chest, and he's got the Elvis sunglasses, and he's like a cool looking dude. Stretch Armstrong, not that guy, right?
Not that guy.
I don't even know who Stretch Armstrong is. I just know the name of Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, this Kevin had this one.
I had Plastic Man, I think.
Did you really?
Yeah. Plastic Man's the G. Plastic Man's way cooler. I'm taking back everything I said. Stretch Armstrong is a bitch. Plastic Man's the bomb.
Because then I remember you faced off against Vac Man. That was his whole thing. The 90s were such a special time.
The 90s were stupid. They were awesome and stupid.
They really were. They really were.
Oh,
anyways, someone in the chat says something I want to get back to. Madav7 says, anything can happen in the days of stream television. The world may be shittier, but at least our entertainment has never been better.
Anything can happen. Oh, yeah.
And it's like, shout out to that, man.
It's
like, really, though. Like, this is a fucking Castlevania.
I still have anime to watch series. That.
That's in, like insane to me. And Greg, you watch Castlevania?
Yeah.
What did you think about it? Oh, get on the Greg cam.
I can't do it.
There we go.
Man, I don't know. The show was lit, dude. I liked it a lot. I liked it a lot more than I thought I was going to, at least.
Do you think it was too short?
Yeah. I watched it twice, actually. So it definitely was short. But I wasn't paying full attention the whole time. But, yeah, it's great. Are they giving us more?
Yeah. There's a season 2 coming, and it's going to be, I think, double in length.
Huh. Yeah. I've never played the game, though. So it kind of inspired me to want to play the game.
All right.
It's an old game, right?
I mean, there's been series all over. There hasn't been one in a couple of years, so yeah.
Right up my alley.
Hell yeah.
Someone is saying, oh, look, that's fun. The Stretch Armstrong, the article continues to read, Stretch Armstrong and the Flex Fighters will feature the voices of leading Hollywood television and film talent, including Scott Menville, Stephen Yeun, Augie Banks, and our friend Felicia Day.
Stephen Yeun is...
The Walking Dead.
Glenn.
And Okja. Yeah. Augie Banks, Ricardo Perez, Will Wheaton will be in it. That's cool. And Felicia Day will be in it. That's awesome. And Keith David. Keith David's a fucking badass.
Whoa. This is just in the chat. Mr. Yasman 300. Tim, what are your thoughts on Sony Pictures TV planning to acquire Funimation after a $150 million valuation?
It's great.
Holy shit.
That's fantastic.
That's it. I don't know about that. It kind of scares me.
Does it?
Yeah, I don't really trust Sony Pictures at all.
Well,
all right, I'll have to look.
I'm eating an apple. So what can you do?
I'm eating an apple. What can you do?
Very cool.
Yes.
Final story.
Mm-hmm.
Final story for today. Hollywood Reporter. This is from a Hollywood Reporter. Writes, Animaniacs star plots his comeback after cancer. Now, friend of the show, of course, friend of the GOG show, Rob Paulsen, has been suffering from throat cancer for a while. This article reads, Rob Paulsen nearly lost his ability to work after a throat cancer diagnosis, but following painful treatments that saw him lose 50 pounds.
Wow.
His voice,
50 pounds to lose.
I know, he was super skinny to begin with. Is back in fighting shape. Quote, it could have been a lot worse. God bless Rob Paulsen.
God bless him, man.
God
such a
bless
positive
Rob
force.
Paulsen. Rob Paulsen, if you don't know, has been voice known to kids for decades thanks to his work on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Steven Spielberg's Animaniacs. But Paulsen's life and career were upended by a 2016 throat cancer diagnosis that threatened to take away his livelihood. Quote, there was a knot on the left side of my neck. I noticed it about a year before I was diagnosed, Paulsen tells Heat Vision in his first wide-ranging interview about the diagnosis. When I went in for my yearly physical, my doctor felt it and said, that's not good. I thought he was screwing with me because we had known each other forever. But within 2 weeks, I was diagnosed with stage 3 metastatic. I'm not going to be able to say any of that. With occult primary. What that means is the lump on my neck was cancer, and that had migrated from another area, and the doctors didn't know where that was. The doctors took several throat biopsies that still haunt Paulsen. I grew up playing hockey. I've had my nose busted and my teeth knocked out, but those biopsies, they really got my attention, he says. Paulsen was nervous about the treatment's impact on his voice, and he's the sole breadwinner for his family. Quote, my livelihood depends on my speaking. They told me the treatment would kick my ass, and they weren't sure what effect that radiation would have on my vocal cords, Paulsen says. There was a moment when he considered delaying treatment because the cancer was slow moving, but the doctor advised against it. If you don't do this now and start treatment, you're going to end up like Roger Ebert, he told him, and referencing the late film critic who died of cancer in 2013. So Paulsen moved forward, full steam ahead. This is a great article, but long story short is he's doing well now. Yeah. I'm gonna kind of skip to the bottom here. Paulsen received daily radiation and chemotherapy for 7 weeks. He lost 50 pounds, the function of his salivary glands, and the ability to taste food. Quote, I could be eating cardboard or a ball of yarn. I couldn't tell the difference. That's a quality of life thing. That's a drag, but I'm hoping that some of it will come back, says Paulsen. They said I won't be 100% for 2 years, so I've still got a year to go. It could have been a lot worse. I spent a lot of time with sick kids and terminally ill fans. I've seen what they go through. I'm a very lucky and blessed. Paulsen was relieved when his post-treatment voice proved indistinguishable from his early work. His latest scans show no cancer, and he's been back to work as Donatello on the newest incarnation of Nickelodeon's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. As for the future, the voice actor is excited about the possibilities in Animaniacs reboot, which he has been early in discussions on. He's also teamed with a Nerdist to stream his Talking Toons podcast on Project Alpha. So it sounds like he's doing a lot better.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like it's a long road to recovery.
He's amazing. He's one of the most iconic voice actors in the entire world. Raphael in the original cartoon, Donatello in the new one, Yakko,
Arthur in the Tick,
Pinky and Pinky in the Brain. Like, it's just all the Snow Job in G.I.
That's
Joe.
That's right.
He did a whole bunch of stuff. So, like, obviously, he probably means a lot to a lot of you out there. Send some sweet, nasty love to him on Twitter. His Twitter is Yakko Pinky. So at Yakko Pinky.
Love it.
Send him some love. Tell him the kind of funny vids is happy that he's recovering.
Tell him he loves him.
Looking up. And then he has to come back. Because his episode of GOG's one of my favorite of all time.
Dude,
Fascinating dude.
I knew he was on Animaniacs.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he had done Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And then he said he did Arthur on the Tick. And you can see my face when he said that, when I'm like, oh my God, like that's the one, for whatever reason, that's the one that got to me.
You.
And I was like, and I got super starstruck, and then I was super awkward from that point on.
So funny.
Tim, let's read some tips. Tips were broken yesterday, everyone, so I apologize if you left a tip. I think LV Gary left a tip saying, leaving my birthday tax, I share a birthday with Game Boy Harry Potter and Mark Cuban. Go tax them. Love you, Nick. You're my favorite. You too, iZombie guy. That was for our whole last yesterday, who guest starred on our show. Today's tips include Token says, hi guys, Gabe here. I made an animation for my Assassin's Creed contest and would love the help of the best friends to get top 10. First place gets an Xbox One X. Thanks, love. And he gave us a bit.ly link, which I don't know, what is our policy on this?
I mean, I don't know, we don't do that.
We don't do that, I'm sorry. But if you tell people in the chat where you're at with that, maybe they'll go and help you. R3L3 says, the company I edit for gave me 4 tickets to a con they host called BeautyCon on the 13th in LA. If anyone wants them, message me on Twitch or DM me on Insta. It's R3L3 Gaming. Have a great one, peeps. And final tip from the day, it comes from a random peanut, says, hey, Nick and Tim, I'm currently co-producing, directing, editing for a YouTube channel currently in development. What's the lowdown on using pictures from the internet in my videos? Love you guys. Thanks.
You're not allowed to.
Nope.
It's illegal. If you don't get caught, nothing gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot of, yeah, it's not good to use other people's IP for things, but.
Yeah, every once in a while you'll get claimed for it and it'll be fine. Copyright strikes or whatever bad. Copyright claims just means you're not monetizing the video, which probably is going to mess up what you're doing if you're trying to make money on there. We're lucky that we have Patreon to, you know,
offset
help us kind of offset that. So.
Right. And that's it for the tips for now. Let's go ahead and call tips for today. We're running a little long on the show. We'll go into the next section, which we like to lovingly refer to as PS I Love This Best Friend XOXO. This is your opportunity to shout out someone in the community that you think is awesome or doing a great job or just a stand-up human being. Just like Alex Johnson is shouting out Trey Zink, a.k.a.
Triptych.
Thank you. I thought I was going to say TDK.
Trip TDK,
but that's not probably right.
Nope.
Of course, Alex went over to kindoffunny.com/bestfriend to nominate Trey Zink and says, I met Trey at a food truck meetup for Kind of Funny Live 3 and was blown away by how cool of a guy he was. We met several times throughout Kind of Funny Live 3, and he's an all-around great person to talk to outside a chicken wing restaurant at 1 a.m. So shout out to Trey for talking to the guy that has problems socializing. That's awesome.
Hell yeah, man. Trey Zink, shout out to you.
Shout out. God's work.
Oh gosh. Thank you for that.
Doing all sorts of weird things here. And that's PS I Love This Best Friend XOXOXO. Now it's giveaway time.
It is giveaway time, Nick.
Tim, how do people win the game that we give away every day here?
There are 4 ways to win, ladies and gentlemen. 1, be right here in the Twitch chat. 2, be a Twitch subscriber, which you can do by subscribing on Twitch. Or if you have an Amazon Prime account, you get 1 free Twitch subscription every month using Twitch Prime. 3, go to patreon.com/kindoffunny. Or 4, go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames and support us at the $2 or above level.
Mm-hmm.
Today's giveaway, Nick.
Today's giveaway. Sorry, I was eating my apple. I don't know why I'm eating an apple. It's super rude. But you know what? It's our show. Today's giveaway. We are giving away Friday the 13th on PC.
Mm-hmm.
Friday the 13th on PC.
And the giveaway is brought to you by...
There you go.
Movement sunglasses.
There you go.
You guys know Movement. We've been pimping their watches for a long time. Mm-hmm. Big fan over there with all the colored bands and stuff. But now they do sunglasses as well. They got men, they got women. Gia has a pair.
Nice.
She loves them. They're a little more stylish than this. A little more like out there. You know, these are a little bit more... classic,
I like those.
I would say. Big fan of these. I rocked them over the weekend in the DL, Disneyland.
Yeah, I understand that.
And doing all
download
that stuff.
Download Disneyland.
So they're like, yeah, let's just do our thing. We feel like we can do the sunglasses. They have a varied selection of styles and colors and all that stuff. It's easy to find the perfect pair because they have a risk-free shipping and free returns. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to worry about it if you don't like it. They started just $70 with the option to upgrade to polarized. Usually sunglasses cost like $200.
Right.
Crazy amount. This is way cheaper than that. They cut out the middleman and retail markup, providing the best possible price. They're high-quality premium acetate frames. Mm-hmm. Is that how you say that?
Yes.
So no cheap plastic lenses and all that stuff. They're great. I love them. Big fan of them. You are sure to find the perfect pair. You can get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to movement.com/kinda. That's MVMT.com/kinda. Join the movement.
There you go.
Nick,
join Love the it. Movement. I'm going to join the movement.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic.
And it's also brought to you by Verve.
Oh.
Because later today, we're doing the Attack on Titan Season 2 watch along. We're going to end it on episodes 10, 11, and 12. Very excited for that. That will be right after Games Daily. And then eventually, sometime in the next week, we're going to be uploading a YouTube video on youtube.com/kindoffunny that is the entire season of Attack on Titan Season 2. Where we're watching along this entire adventure that we've been on with you guys the last couple months. You can go to vrv.co/kindoffunny to get your free trial of the Verve Combo Pack. Verve is made by the people over at Crunchyroll. You get to watch all the Crunchyroll stuff, Funimation, Rooster Teeth, CISO, Cartoon Hangover, all that stuff, all the premium, ad-free, HD. You can watch it on your Xbox, PlayStation 4, mobile, desktop, pretty much anywhere that you're watching videos, mm-hmm. you can watch Verve. Verve.co, that's VRV.co/kindoffunny. Get the combo pack. Watch Attack on Titan with us later today. It's going to be fun. Everyone's going to have a good time.
I'm very excited
about it. So, now it's time for the giveaway.
Today's winner of Friday the 13th on PC comes from the Kind of Funny Patreon. It is Karsten Barney.
Karsten Barney.
Congratulations. If you're watching right now, of course, we'll send you a message. If not, you're going to get a random email and not know why you won. But you won because you support us over on the Patreon, and we appreciate that. Sir, Tim,
mm-hmm.
it's time for the 3 and 3.
The old 3 and 3.
We will be taking 3 questions, comments, and concerns from non-subscribers, and then we will go to the subscribers and take 3 questions, comments, and concerns from you guys. And then I'll read the subscriptions, or subscribers, and then we'll be out. It'll mm-hmm. be fantastic, guys. Just like Titan Matrix is Barney, the dinosaur. No, sir. Other people are named Barney. How dare you? Don't make fun of people's names. It's How not rude. Cool. It's just sheep humor.
It's weird sheep that Barney's humor. Gone.
It's weird that Barney ever existed.
Like, I feel like a Barney reboot. It's about time, right?
A Barney reboot?
Yeah.
I don't see why not. I mean, they bring back Stretch Armstrong and fucking bottom of the barrel. Chris Chun, 97, says, Nick, I rewatched Inception last night, and the third act in the snow compound made me realize how badly I want a Nolan Bond starring Tom Hardy. Yeah, that'd be the shit. That would be amazing. Because, you know, Nolan was thinking about, he was tapped. They were tapping him to direct the next Bond film.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't think he's going to do it.
That would be so
That'd be amazing,
awesome.
Though. Okay, he's wanted to do one. Cage Cammy 85 says, Nick, what's your shirt size? Large.
Justin Ryanbear says, Tim, what song did you get in Guardians? I got Give Up the Funk, which is a great song. Fantastic song.
Stark My Ball says, can we all agree that Mike Drucker is not funny, but gives hope to all unfunny people out there? No. Mike Drucker is fucking hilarious.
Yeah, man.
He's really clever and really smart and really funny on Twitter. You guys should follow him.
To the end, 523 says, great job with Kind of Funny Life 3, boys. Nick, would love to hear your 10-minute stand-up set. I think you're pretty damn funny. Can't wait for the Netflix special.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you did a 5-minute set.
I did a 5-minute set, which KFL we showed. 3. Yeah, we did KFL 3, and then we also showed another showcase of mine during the stream. And yeah, I'm working toward it. Like, I think I told you, I didn't know if I told you this yesterday. I've entered into the San Francisco Comedy Competition to see if I get accepted for
Hell
that.
Hell yeah, man. Let's go.
We'll see if it works.
Do you have a 10-minute set yet?
Have a 10-minute set that I could put together, but I have not had the opportunity to practice 10 minutes. The problem is a lot of open mics are like 3 to 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And so you have to practice in chunks, and it's very difficult to like stream all that together.
Yeah.
So I have a solid 10 minutes that I could put together right now.
Okay.
But it's, I just haven't gone. I haven't been into an open mic in a while. I didn't do anything last week. My body just shut down on me. I was like, it's time to, I worked out a couple times and I was going to do open mics afterward. And I was just so fucking tired that I couldn't do it. So got to hit it hard today, I think.
Let's see. Spacetime Dave says, Tim, when are you going to get a KF squad going in?
Stop! Holy Stop everything, Tim! Tim, you need to break the news to everyone. There is a Patapon stickers app out right now. Use it in iMessage, Nick. I'm going to send you one right now, Nick. Hold on.
I gotta do it.
Patapon's out today, everybody.
Why doesn't he like Patapon? So should I play Patapon?
I don't think you should play Patapon.
Nick, hold on, I'm figuring out how to use it. I don't know.
What kind of game is Patapon? Is it a platformer?
No, it's like a rhythm game.
Oh my god! Look at him! They got a mission failed one. So when you do a bad... I'll ask Gia for nudes right now.
Okay.
She'll say no, and then I'd respond with mission failed. Or you do mission complete and she sends them.
Mission complete. Patapon.
Nick, I'm gonna send you one. Are you okay? Here it comes. It's coming, Nick. Mm-hmm. Why would you go watch the PlayStation video when there's a Let's Play up right now on Kinda Funny Games? You go to Kinda Funny Games.
That's fine, but I just wanted to see what kind of game it was, because I think I'd watched.
Look, there it is. It's the Patapons. They're on your phone now because of the stickers app.
Is this something
Breaking
that...
news, everybody, it's free! Hold on, now I'm gonna show... No,
is this something that I have to, deal with now for the rest of my life?
Yeah, I'm only gonna talk to everybody in Patapon.
Lucid Dream says, it must be really hard to be friends with Greg sometimes.
It's not easy.
Here's my thing. Greg coming in like that, I thought there was some, like, big news. You know? I thought that we were about to, like, get some, like, oh, shit, the Barney reboot is happening. You know what I mean? Like, that type of fucking megaton announcement.
No.
Patapon sticker
pack. Does it get bigger than Patapon stickers?
I mean, like, I remember, like, the way you came in is how I felt when Star Wars 7, 8, and 9 were announced. You know?
Tim, I just sent you a text message that I think will sum everything up.
Good Lord.
Let's go into subscriber-only mode. The Steve9X says, can we discuss that Greg looks...
It just says sorry.
But I love that it also says trademark from the Patapon sticker act.
It's a Patapon sticker that says sorry.
It does.
I don't understand how it's sticking to my phone.
I don't either.
It's the magic of Patapon. The Steve9X says, can we discuss that Greg looks like the kid from A Christmas Story?
Yeah, I love that. Justin Ryan Beer says, you guys didn't talk about the SNES pre-orders going up at the end of August. My guess is they'll talk about that on Games Daily in about 5 minutes.
Games.
We don't talk about games here anymore. We don't mess with games.
We don't mess with anything.
Tim and Nick, I'm going to be in Vegas for the GameStop Expo at the end of the month. Any chance of a Vegas meetup? Probably not during that. We're there specifically for that convention, so if you want to hang out, you got to have to unfortunately get a ticket, or fortunately get a ticket, come to the show, I should say. We'll probably be around the stage the entire time, but our schedule is just too quick, in and out, so we'll be there Saturday, out Sunday, unfortunately.
Rudy087 says, Tim, what did you think of Fantasmic 2.0? Huge fan. Fantasmic is my favorite Disneyland show, and I thought that overall it was a major improvement. Couple things I didn't like. I thought the vocalist was a little weaker.
Yeah.
So I wasn't a fan of that. But all the other things people are bitching about, like Snow White getting replaced by Rapunzel. Rapunzel's better. Fucking deal with it. Peter Pan getting replaced by Pirates. The Pirates music is way more hype, and that's the whole boat scene was way better. So people need to calm down. But my boy Mickey, man, saving the day. Yep. Use your imagination, Nick. You can do anything. Yeah.
Spideyville says, hey guys, what are your thoughts on the controversy surrounding the look of Domino in Deadpool 2? Did you see this photo of her yesterday?
Yeah.
Zazie Beetz. Some people are okay with black actors playing her, but others wanted to have white body paint on her so she could look accurate. Who cares? It's one of those things, like, whatever. Domino, to me, is not necessarily one of those hills worth dying on. I don't think it matters what the character looks like.
I don't
like.
Know too much. I'm not familiar.
Domino, I think, is supposed to be, like, white and black paint.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. People are stupid. Whatever. People get upset about things, and it bothers
She'll
everyone.
Do an awesome job.
It bothers
job.
Me a lot. Finally, last comment of the day comes from Fargo Brady. Tim, thoughts on Beetleborgs? I loved the fuck out of Beetleborgs growing up. Thought their designs were rad as hell. I was a huge Power Rangers fan, so there's more of that. I was a big Mystic Knights of Tirnanog fan, that shit. I was huge into it. Beetleborgs just kind of ended, though. Didn't ever have a real finale, and that was sad. And, like, I don't even know that it got canceled. It just kind of stopped.
Beetleborgs,
yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, man. Beetleborgs Metallics, dude, bruh.
So Mr. Yasmin says, yo, Tim and Nick, have you heard about the Bumblebee movie? It's set in the 80s. Bumblebee will be in VM Bug, and John Cena cast is
the lead.
Yeah,
you hear about that?
Yeah.
John Cena. Let's see, man. I don't know. Directed by the dude that directed Kubo and the Two Strings.
Oh, I'm into that then.
So we'll see.
There you go. That could be amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That's it. That's all she wrote. It is 11:45. That is our time today, Tim. Thank you for joining me.
Oh, wow. Right on the dot.
We fucking crushed it today. Greg can go suck a dick. He's always like, you guys are fucking late. You're ready to bed. Here's my Patapon sticker.
I don't think he's ever done that.
No, he's never done that. But I just like to, yeah. I like to paint him in a bad light so that people like me more. We'll be back tomorrow, of course, 11 a.m. Pacific time with all the nerdy news you need to know. If you guys stick around right now, I will read subscribers, new and resub subscribers. Tim and I will be back in approximately 1 hour to finish up Attack on Titan. I couldn't be harder. I'm harder than a fucking diamond in an ice storm right now for that. Metaphorically speaking, I'm actually, my penis is very limp.
I just got an email.
Yeah.
From, I'm assuming, someone watching.
Sure.
Here's the photo of you on the Guardians ride. How it's the like professional photo.
Holy shit. That's awesome. Someone's watching while at Disneyland right now working. Very cool. We love you all. We'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we'll see you later.
Hi.
Bye.